Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Miss the first hour? All rockets and whiskey.
Dude, not bad.
Dude, this is amazing whiskey. It's, I gotta say, feeling it a little bit.
I'm a little bit warm, a little bit like cozy,
but mellow.
Yeah, it's good.
Not, you know, not drunk or not sloppy, just kind of mellow. But my whole body's kind of warm, and I'm feeling like, yeah, man, almost like smoking some really good weed.
Kind of,
but not a lot of it, just enough to sort of get mellow, and then you're sort of sitting there going, okay, man, I just feel good.
Yep,
I feel really good right now. Carrizo says 9 a.m. rule. Thanks. If I'd known that about 2 years ago, I'd have a different life. Well, to be fair, we don't really use that anymore because my wife kind of, now that she has this really important job, she doesn't get as crazy as she used to. And really, I'm not doing that much either. But yeah, we used to go out and have a few, and then we'd have a bunch to drink and then start barking at each other. And that's always when you fight, right?
My wife and I only fight when I've had a few and she's totally sober.
Well, see, now we'll fight then, too.
Right. If we both had a few, yeah, everything's good, okay, and it usually ends in sex.
Can we do a little therapy here? Because I don't understand how this works. If I've had a bunch to drink and she's had nothing to drink, we'll fight.
Oh, without question. Yeah,
and if she's had a bunch to drink and I haven't had anything to drink, we don't fight. You know why? Because I realize she's being a drunken, raving bitch, and I leave her alone. Yeah. I just go in the other room and watch TV or, you know, but... Why is it that way? What's the deal with that?
I don't know.
Help me out with that. And it's not just her. It's every woman I've ever known in my life. It's like if I get drunk and they don't, then I'm a horrible person.
Yeah.
And I drink too much and blah, blah, blah. But if they get drunk and I'm not drunk and they're annoying and loud and repeating themselves, all the same things that you and I do when we get drunk, then, you know, I don't really do anything. I'm just like, okay, whatever. I don't understand that. I want a level playing field. That's all.
I will say this. I don't like it when I'm sober and I'm around drunk people.
I don't either, but you know what? I just leave.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much it. Unless I can't. Like Saturday when we were doing the hat judging, they were a little drunk and I wasn't, the other judges. But I know I'm only there for 20 minutes, right? Then I'm out of there. But, yeah, it's never fun to be the sober person around a bunch of drunks.
No.
But when I am, I would just go somewhere else. You do the same thing. I've seen you do it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just, you don't make an issue of it. You don't say, oh, you people drink too much.
No, I don't. I mean, I just remove myself from the situation. It's kind of like when we talked about this at Vegas. Every once in a while, someone's a total a-hole at the blackjack table, and somebody starts splitting tens.
Right.
Now, you've got two options there. You can yell at the guy, you can make a big scene of it, or you can color up your chips and leave.
Right.
And I've gotten to the, like, there's a time in my life, and maybe if I was super wasted, I would still take option A.
Right.
But now, I'm 36 years old, I'm a...
You're kind of responsible.
Moderately responsible adult.
You're kind of a big star, so you got to be careful because you'll wind up on YouTube.
I just color up my chips and find a new table where someone's not acting a fool. Hmm. That's the methodology now.
Well, I guess it's being responsible, because it's like if I'm out somewhere and somebody's being a jerk, rather than step in and be the guy to break up the situation, I just get security now.
Yeah.
Why is Kirsten sneaking in here?
Because I'm going to pour some whiskey for Sean Salisbury.
Ah, good.
I know he'll appreciate it. I don't know who else might. But
Sean appreciates a good whiskey.
He will.
There you go. That takes care of that. Live on TV.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah, put that in his mug. Tell him it's from us. That's from us lowlifes over here on the radio-only side.
We want a shout-out on
TV. The local radio side.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hard times.
Should give some of that to Robin while you're at it. I'd like to see how she performs drunk.
Nah, I'm good.
Okay. All right, guys. Let's talk about Pro Flowers. And we're giving them away. And get on Facebook. Tell that story. Jong is going to pick the best ones, and you're going to win.
There's some pretty good ones.
Yeah?
Yep.
All right, well, we'll get to those. Maybe we'll talk about that next segment. But, guys, Mother's Day is this weekend. Quit screwing around. You can still send the 100 Blooms for Mom bouquet from Pro Flowers in time for Mother's Day and wow her with these bright, colorful flowers. It comes with a free glass vase for just $19.99, plus shipping and handling. And if you really want to make a statement, and of course you do, don't be cheap. Upgrade to a premium vase.
If you don't, one of your brothers will.
Right, and then you're going to look like
and
a dickweed.
And you look like the schlub
kid. You don't want to be the dickweed in the family. So upgrade to a premium vase. And include gourmet chocolates for just $10 more. Choose the delivery date you want. Pro Flowers guarantees your flowers will arrive fresh and beautiful and stay that way for at least 7 days or your money back.
Which one of your brothers most likely to go cheap on Mother's Day?
Me.
Really?
Yeah.
You make more money than your brothers, don't you?
Yeah, I do. But they also live down there with my mom and my grandmother.
Oh, dude.
So they go all out. And I'm just kind of like...
such a scrub.
I am a scrub, but that's listen, all right. I'm a scrub when it comes to buying stuff for my wife. I'm a scrub when it comes to buying stuff for my mom, for my grandmother.
For basically everybody but yourself.
Yes, I'm a selfish, you know what.
All right, guys, there's still time to get 100 Blooms for Mom delivered by Mother's Day. Click on the microphone in the top right corner. Use our code Fred and AJ. You'll get these stunning flowers and a free glass vase starting at just $19.99. Proflowers.com, code Fred and AJ when you click on the mic. Order today before you're out of time, and Pro Flowers is out of bouquets.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Hey. RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. If you want to get in, it is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. So,
what are the odds? I am a masterful...
Pourer
of whiskey.
World champ, man.
That's about as good as it gets, right?
Yeah. So what we did, we had one bottle.
One bottle was almost full to the top. One bottle was almost empty.
There's about a quarter left, I would say. There was a significant amount left, but not enough to where it wasn't even.
It was three pours worth, because I gave a pour to an intern that I've never met in my life.
Wasn't David Gale's daughter, was it?
No, I wouldn't do that. I gave a pour to Tyler.
Right.
And I gave a pour to Sean Salisbury, who's busy doing television right now.
Right, and better give us some love.
Right. And that emptied that bottle, and then we had the almost full bottle that had one pour taken out of it, and we split that bottle into two.
Right, so we could both take one home.
And I eyeballed it, and when I put the bottles down, perfectly even.
Nailed it. Yeah.
Nailed it.
And you've had a couple of those, so you were worried.
Yeah.
It's like, should we have Jong do it?
I said, should Jong come in here and pour the whiskey into another bottle? Because we both had like four whiskeys.
I'd be like, no, because us with four is still better than Jong with one, is my theory. Somebody asked, did you guys talk about Better Call Saul yet? Last episode was brilliant.
Oh, so good.
That was...
And you know what? It was an episode without Mike, which...
Yeah.
is usually not something I'm crazy
but
about.
But you know what? I kind of like what they've done because last week's was almost all Mike and and all Chicken Man, and this week was all the trial.
And it was so great, the battery trick. It's you knew that Jimmy was going to come up on Mike somehow or on Chuck somehow, and he did. It was great.
And his defense that he said that because he thought he was crazy and was trying to make him feel better was perfect.
Yep.
Yeah, that was just – it was so well crafted. That show was fantastic. And I thought Leftovers was a little weird.
Leftovers was really – less weird than last week.
Less weird than last week, but still kind of weird. Some kind of – I'm not losing interest in it, but I'm not as interested in it as I was. And then American Gods the other night was just – well, part of it was I was exhausted. Well, you knew that Monday when I left the show, and we watched it Monday night, and I kind of kept dozing off during the checker match, and I thought it dragged a little, but that's probably on me. 832 said, just started watching Goliath. Amazing. I'll tell you what, it's that show. Billy Bob Thornton is fantastic. I mean, it is him playing his kind of character. I think I said it the other day. It's Bad Santa playing a lawyer. And kind of a disgrace lawyer, but still very good at what he does. And it's a really good show. I highly recommend it. Apparently, they're doing a season two. So, Foster, what are the odds the Texans give Hopkins an extension if he has another bad year? I think they're going to extend him before this year.
I don't. Okay. I think they'll extend him probably during the year.
That's a possibility, too.
But if he has another year like last year, do you?
No.
I mean, perception of where DeAndre Hopkins ranks in the pantheon of NFL receivers has changed over the last 12 months. Agree?
Absolutely. I thought he was borderline top five 2 years ago.
He seemed like a guy who didn't matter who was throwing him the ball, he was going to make it work. And last year, he was not the same guy. So, you're right. There were people who were putting him on top five lists and...
You could have argued that 2 years ago.
You could have.
You really could have. I mean, because
right now you can't argue that DeAndre Hopkins is a top five receiver in the league.
Because he also thought, hey, he's just getting started.
Yes.
And then last year, what I saw was a guy who, for whatever reason, whether it was frustration with the quarterback or I don't know what the reasons were, AJ. All I know is this was one disinterested dude who 2 years ago, if you threw a ball up where he could get it or the cornerback could get it, he got it.
Yeah.
Last year, he didn't fight for balls. And a lot of those interceptions that the ostrich threw, 2 years ago, DeAndre Hopkins either makes the catch or slaps the ball away. And what I saw was a lot of, I don't want to say lazy, that's not fair, but not motivated. And I want to see the guy from 2 years ago. And I think we will, because frankly, let's draw the James Harden comparison because I think it's fair. James Harden 2015, pretty damn awesome.
Yeah.
James Harden 2016, not so much. And then he came back in 2017. And that's what I'd like to see from DeAndre Hopkins. I'd like to see a motivated DeAndre Hopkins who plays like he did 2 years ago.
Now, if someone said DeAndre Hopkins is a top five wide receiver, and he's better than this guy, I couldn't even entertain the idea of it.
No.
I could not entertain the idea of it. So
I think he's barely top five in the division based on what he did last year.
Last year, I'd argue that you're probably – well, he's probably number four.
Yeah. I said barely top five, yeah.
Yeah, he's behind the two guys in Jacksonville and T.Y. Hilton.
Yeah, at least. Tennessee doesn't have anybody.
So they don't have anybody.
But maybe they do now, but we'll see.
But, man, when you think about the best guys in the league now, and here's the thing. Here's kind of the weird situation because, as we know, the NFL is all about when your contract comes up. But are the Texans going to pay DeAndre Hopkins like he's Julio Jones? Because he's not. He's not Julio Jones. He's not Antonio Brown. He's not Odell Beckham or A.J. Green or Dez Bryant or Amari Cooper for that matter. I mean, so what mark do you – like where do you say, okay, this is where we're comfortable paying?
Well, if I'm his agent, I'm going to want Demaryius Thomas money. But if I'm the Texans, I'm not. I don't know.
I can't. I don't know if I can give you that.
Lamont says Rick Smith has a strict policy of no contracts during the season. I might be wrong about this, and you can correct me if I am. But wasn't Matt Schaub's extension during the season?
In the season, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It happened right after that overtime Jacksonville game.
Yep.
I was at that game, and I mean, I remember getting really drunk at it. But the wife and I were there, and I remember the first couple series where the Texans were just unstoppable. Like, man, this game's going to be 47-0. And then all of a sudden, Jacksonville started scoring points.
If they pay him like Demaryius Thomas, he would be the fourth highest paid receiver in the league. Behind only Brown, Green, and Julio.
512 says, I agree with you guys on D-Hop, but maybe he's just tired of bad quarterback play. That, to me...
That's a mental thing.
That is a mental issue, and that I don't want. I don't want that player who's going to quit on me because he doesn't like the quarterback.
Nope.
So.
Yeah, if that's your concern, then no thanks. I don't want that guy.
443 says, who says Hopkins wants an extension? He may want to go somewhere else. He's been begging for an extension for 2 years.
No, he wants an extension. Yeah. Everybody wants an extension in the NFL. Yeah. They want to stay where they are and where they can make the most money.
Yeah. And guys, this guy doesn't want to be here thing. That is the most overplayed and incorrect thing that's out there. It's just like the guy says, oh, do you think J.J. Watt will still want to be with the Texans? He wants to go to Green Bay. Yeah, dude's locked up for 5 years. Obviously, he wants to be here.
Here's
so just stop with that.
The weird thing about DeAndre Hopkins is up until this year, I felt like up until this last year, I said, man, they got to pay DeAndre Hopkins. Everybody else from that draft class has been extended. He was the best wide receiver in his draft class. It seems like the right thing to do to pay that guy. And before last season, I said they've just got to get this done. Get this guy his money, and you know we'll see what he does with it. And when that didn't happen, it kind of set him up for a year where it gave him the opportunity to fail. And he rolled with it.
And that's the thing. I'm all about you reward your guys if they perform.
Yeah.
And he had one good year, but I want more than one good year from you before I'm going to say, all right, you're my guy.
Yeah.
And so I don't blame him for what they did. And and last year he wasn't anything special.
It's funny because I remember the moment when I felt bad for DeAndre Hopkins was when Tavon Austin, who, let's face it, Tavon Austin is just a guy, right? I mean, he's
fast.
He runs fast. He's not a great receiver, though. Would you even put him in the same conversation as Hopkins?
No.
Okay.
No.
But he was the number 8 pick in the draft in a year where DeAndre Hopkins go 27, 28?
27, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's the number 8 pick in a year where DeAndre goes 27. And watching Hard Knocks, when Tavon Austin got his deal extended and he became one of the higher paid receivers in the league, I was like, oh, that's tough. Because now Tavon Austin's paid like a top 10, top 12 wide receiver. DeAndre Hopkins is in that same draft class, has been for the last 4 years making less money than Tavon Austin, and is now making way less money than Tavon Austin.
But that's that's the problem, is because an agent can say, look at this, he's a better player than Tavon Austin.
Yep.
But if you're the Texans, you're like, okay, well, yeah, but here's where we think he belongs. I think it'll get done, and I think he'll bounce back this year, but if I'm both parties, I kind of let this year play out. Because if Hopkins comes back with the same year he had 2 years ago, yeah, he's getting Demaryius Thomas money.
Yeah, and he should.
And he should, no doubt. If he comes back with last year, it's a different animal. So it's one of those things. Are you willing to gamble on yourself?
And like Joe Flacco did.
Joe Flacco did. A lot of guys. Travis says Hopkins looks like Oakland Randy Moss. That's not unfair.
Oakland Randy Moss was better than what Hopkins was last year.
I don't know, man. You go back and look at those numbers. They weren't that great. He was very disinterested.
But he was still better than that.
Well, I don't know, man. He he didn't care about being there. And I think that's, I think Hopkins and the Ostrich had a horrible relationship, and he wasn't interested in playing with the guy, and he wasn't interested in fighting. And I think that's, you know, I think that was part of it.
Maybe he looked like second season in Oakland, Randy Moss, like when he was on the way out.
Right. Right.
First season in Oakland, Randy Moss was still pretty solid.
Yeah.
But, all right, guys. Yeah, he did get he was done with that.
Let's talk about cherries, berries. And if you want to make mom happy, you want to make your mother happy, your grandmother, the mother of your children, you know, if you got a girlfriend.
We like to say baby mama.
Well, but maybe you have a girlfriend that you got pregnant and you want to take care of her too, along with your wife and your mom and your grandma. Cherries Berries can take care of all of them. And Mother's Day is this weekend. And we've been trying to tell you guys, quit waiting until the last minute. Well, you're running out of time. It's time to show them how much you appreciate them. And there's still time to send an amazing gift from Cherries Berries. And even though you waited until today to do this, you're going to look like a champ. Because we have an exclusive deal for you today only. Freshly dipped strawberries from Cherries Berries and a dozen beautiful roses from Pro Flowers. All for $49.99 plus shipping. And the special price is for our listeners only.
Yep. It's all the things that mom's going to want all in one perfect Mother's Day package. You pick your desired delivery date, plus your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. The only way to get these great berries and roses starting just $49.99. Visit berries.com. Click on the top right corner and use our code Fred and AJ. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner. Type in Fred and AJ when you click on the mic. This great deal is only for today. Today only. Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday, so order right now. Berries.com, promo code Fred and AJ.
It's my baby mama. I'm on child support. She get welfare checks, but I stay in court. It's my baby mama. She be riding caddy, and she always looking for sugar daddy.
ESPN 97.5.
Astros Yankees Sunday Night Baseball 7 p.m. on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. And
I got a tweet that I was somewhat expecting.
Yeah.
AJ Green better than DeAndre Hopkins. LOL.
Are you kidding me? You're LOLing at that? Dude, you need to have some of this whiskey then. Because you need to just chill.
I think AJ Green's like maybe the second or third best receiver in the league.
I mean, yeah. What are we even doing here with that discussion?
Yeah, come on, man.
I didn't even mention, you know, I don't know if this was on purpose, but I didn't mention any white guys being better than DeAndre Hopkins. But like Jordy Nelson and Julian Edelman, I almost feel like I should have thrown in there.
Jordy Nelson, I think, is too injury prone.
He's hit and miss.
But when healthy, I think, and it does also help to have Aaron Rodgers throwing you the ball.
Sure it does.
Edelman also helps having Brady throw you the ball, but tougher player who goes and gets the football.
Yeah, but
okay. Here's one of the I'm going to call this guy a little bit 443 again. If Tom Savage is a starter, Hopkins will request a trade. Mark my words, I called the 2-14 season when everyone else was talking Super Bowl and Fred laughed at me. You did not call 2-14. Nobody did. Stop. You might have called they were going to suck.
AJ, which, by the way, so did I.
AJ and I called it after two games when they were 2-0, said, hey, this team's not
this
good.
Isn't good.
This is a problem. But nobody called 2-14 before the season, so don't lie. Lance said, have you heard your commercial with Raheel? Yeah, it's very funny. I thought that was pretty cool. I mean, I like stuff like that. I like when people make fun of me. It's all good. 409 says, Hot Kim says hi. Hot Kim's brother is day drinking. Is it still day drinking at 5:37? I think by now it's...
Now it's evening drinking.
Yeah, because after 5 o'clock, you're entitled to drink, right?
Yeah.
Let's go to the phone lines here on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. I don't know what the name is on line four because, as always, we always get these things light up and then now the whole thing's disappeared.
Oh, boy.
Wow. This is what happens when we feed people alcohol. So not, now there's not only not a name, there's not a subject, there's not anything.
There
Martin,
it is.
Martin. Okay. Let's get Martin on. What's up, Martin?
Sports.
Sports to you, Martin.
Quick note real quick. If I remember correctly, the Randy Moss with the Raiders, didn't he have some type of ridiculous stat where he's like led every other, all the other skill positions in the team in like offensive yards or something like that? It was just crazy. But what are the odds that Adrian Peterson manages to rush, his, rush for 1,000 yards behind this banged up offensive line this season?
Boy, I honestly mean, Max Unger's now hurt and might miss the start of camp, and they, that's, that line is a little bit of a concern.
Let's just ask you, ask this. What, because I really think the answer is simple. Is Adrian Peterson going to play in 16 games this year? Is he going to play in 12 games this year?
I think he'll play at least 12, yeah.
Okay, then he'll probably run for 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
Because
if he plays 12 games and is healthy.
When he's healthy, he runs.
And that offense, the way they spread it around, passing the football, it opens things up for running backs.
And by the way, it's not like Randy, or that Adrian Peterson's had some all-time great offensive lineup in Minnesota his whole career. Adrian Peterson's made himself a great running back. You know, that's a guy who...
There were a couple years they had great offensive lines.
They've had good offensive line, but it's not like he's ever been blessed with some great passing game around him.
That's true.
There's never been a lot of offensive talent around him. Adrian Peterson's just...
That's not true. The year they went to the NFC Championship when Favre played out of his mind, they had plenty of talent around him.
Okay. That was what, 2009?
Yeah, but you said never. That's not true.
Okay. For most of his career, he hasn't been blessed with great offensive talent.
No, that's
talent
fair, but to say he never had it, that's not accurate.
But that's a guy who, you know, he ran for, what was it, 2,100 yards? You know, with, I mean, what else was on that team the year he ran for 2,100 yards? They went,
man, they made, that was what, that was,
that was a Christian Ponder led year.
That was Sam Ponder's husband's offense. Yeah.
Christian Ponder was the quarterback and he ran for 2,100 yards.
And they made the playoffs.
Christian Ponder was a playoff quarterback because of Adrian Peterson. I mean, And, I mean, there was Percy Harvin was there for half a year, which he usually is. I mean, I don't.
Yeah.
You know.
Percy, five games, Harvin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there was nothing around him.
And Nick asks a good question. What do you do if Hopkins doesn't get extended? Because without him, this receiving corps is at the bottom of the NFL.
It is very bad.
Yeah.
Unless you get a big step up from a Jalen Strong or Braxton Miller or somebody
Fuller,
like that.
Which I don't expect out of Fuller, because neither one of us are very high on Will Fuller.
No.
But I do think Braxton Miller.
And also, Will Fuller isn't the kind of guy who can be a number one receiver anyway.
No. I think Braxton Miller is interesting.
I do too. But also not a guy who can be a number one receiver.
I mean, I don't know. Because he's still, to me, he's still 2-3 years away from what he's going to be. So, I'm not going to say that. I think he could develop into that kind of player down the road. And he may not. I mean, most of them don't. But I think his upside's pretty high. I think Braxton Miller could be DeAndre Hopkins if he develops and gets better and learns and, you know, can be as aggressive going up and getting the football, which I think he has the potential to do that stuff. It's just a lot of guys have the potential to do it. They never do it.
Yeah.
So, I won't say that about him. Will Fuller, I think, is just I feel like that was a wasted pick. I just don't think that guy's ever going to be anything. And I hope I'm wrong. I hope next year he comes out and has 88 catches for 1,500 yards, and we're all talking about, wow, this guy's the speed threat they've never had. But if he has 88 catches, he'll probably have 98 drops.
Yeah.
Just be my song. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. And, man, you know what would go good with this whiskey?
Some chicken fingers?
Some chicken.
Would you want just some regular old chicken fingers?
No, I wouldn't I'll tell you what, I don't want
would
Bob's.
Would you want the finest chicken fingers?
I don't want Bob's chicken fingers. I don't want Stan's chicken fingers. I know where I'd
want
to go.
You'd want top quality. You would want probably hand-battered, 24-hour marinated, always fresh, never frozen chicken.
Exactly. That's exactly. With great sauce, by the way.
Oh, with incredible cane sauce. And you get some crinkle cut fries on the side, some Texas toast. I'm not a coleslaw man. Maybe you are.
I'm not, but that's
okay. You know what you can get instead of coleslaw? Extra crinkle cut fries.
I'm in on that.
Okay. Well, you know where you can get that?
I think I do.
Raising Cane's, that's where. And they've got over 25 locations now in the Houston area. And the best chicken finger meals are made from the best ingredients. And that's what they're serving up at Raising Cane's, because they've got one love, and that's bringing you the best chicken finger meals possible. That's their one love. And they do a darn good job of it, guys. And it's always they're always dropped when you walk in the door. So you're never getting something that's been sitting under a heat lamp or something like that. It's always going to be cooked fresh just for you. And it's always going to be the finest foods. They've got a new location open at Buffalo Speedway in Maine. And they've got a new second location out there in Katy. Go out and try it tonight. If you're thinking, oh, it's Wednesday. Wednesday is one of those nights where nobody wants to go home and cook dinner. It's hump day. You're tired. You're trying to struggle through the week. Let Raising Cane's cook dinner for you. They don't take the day off on Wednesday. They're ready for you. Stop by. Get yourself the tailgater meal. That's what works for me. You go with like 20 chicken fingers. That's what you need. Feed your whole family. Get down on that. Raising Cane's all over the Houston area. Find the one nearest you and enjoy it tonight. Raising Cane's, one love.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. The RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. I have to tell you to download the ESPN 97.5 app for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN 97.5.com. Is it still all new? Just out of curiosity?
Yeah, it's still all new, I guess.
Because it's been all new for months now, so therefore it's not really all new.
Well, I guess you could change it to ESPN975.com.
It's the relatively new ESPN975.com.
So do you want me to read some of these Mother's Day things that moms on social media thing that we're doing?
You know, can we make this the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day and kill two birds with one stone?
We can.
All right.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
You want to kill this at 6:30? You want to end the contest at 6:30?
Well, I was going to do it at 6, but...
Yeah, let's kill it at 6.
Let's kill it at 6.
Okay.
You have 12 minutes if you think you can top these stories.
Yeah. So basically, we have 5 stories here. The best one will... The best 5 will actually...
We only have 5?
We only have 5.
Okay, well then let's go to 6:30.
Okay.
Because I want more than 5. We can't just give it to the only 5 people who sent in.
So go to our Blitz Facebook page, and I started a thread. We're playing a Moms on Social Media game. Best 5 stories will win. Share with us a time when you accidentally sent a text to your mom that was actually meant for your significant other. Chris has, I accidentally texted my mom and asked if she likes it sideways. I had to tell her that text was for my wife and we were hanging a bathroom mirror. Brian.
Okay, he should win for that one.
Brian said, I accidentally texted my wife and mother-in-law that... Mother-in-law was still bleeding for my birthday for some B-Day lovin', and my mother-in-law replied, Happy B-Day, B for blood, LMAO.
Okay, that makes no sense, but all right.
Michael said, I was arguing with my separated wife via text, and I got a text from my mom during the rant and ended up texting my mom that she was the C-word. And so that didn't go over very well.
No, that's yeah.
Mike says, I accidentally texted my mom wishing I had a longer tongue to please her. Once I noticed that text my mom and asked why that is, I just ignored her. And Trevor says, the wife accidentally calling my mom mother-in-law Big Daddy was pretty funny.
Well, is she big? Does she look like a daddy?
I don't know.
I think this whiskey is getting to me. Mm. Okay. I can't see straight.
Well, that works.
Okay.
How many? Was that your first glass?
It's my first glass.
Yeah.
I haven't had whiskey in a while.
We're professionals.
You're such a lightweight, John.
No, that's not his fault because, I mean, one glass of that will knock your pecker in the dirt if you're a lightweight.
It's not in the dirt, but...
No, it's scraping
the
ground.
I'm not sober.
Okay, I know. See, I think I'm feeling really serene and just kind of laid back. And I feel buzzed, but not drunk.
Yeah.
And I feel comfortable. So, that was your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right.
I've got a question.
I have an answer. The answer is no. Does that work?
No, that's not the kind of...
52?
So I was looking at the all-new ESPN975.com.
Yeah.
Remember yesterday, a caller asked if the Rockets made it to the conference finals could influence some free agents coming to Houston, right?
Correct.
And someone wrote an article on our website talking about how, well, maybe it could. It said like a player like Paul George could be a great get, but would he want to give up being the number one and defer to James Harden? The crown jewel of free agency this year is Chris Paul. And at the end of the day, each player is going to make his own decision based on location, money, things like that. But then they talk about Serge Ibaka could be a target. And it's almost like...
Who wrote this, by the way?
Well, that's what's funny. And on Facebook, or on the art, it says a conference final appearance could pay dividends for the Rockets in free agency. And then when you look at said article, and where it would normally say by such and such.
Yeah.
By ESPN 97.5 staff.
Okay.
Who's writing this stuff, John?
Yeah, we need to know which dickweed wrote this. He's ignoring us.
He is. I don't know what's going on.
He's on the other thing. He's trying to figure it out.
That's our new social media guy, Josh.
Okay, well, tell Josh that this isn't $7.90 anymore. He needs to put his name on stuff.
Okay? I don't know if it's his call yet.
No, if he's going to write it, his name needs to be on it.
It shouldn't say ESPN 97.5 staff. That could be credited to us. If you write stuff,
yeah, that could be any one of us. Yeah, yeah. Now we're gonna have to have a little discussion because,
like, we just said the exact opposite on the radio. We said, well, right. I don't think it's gonna make much of a difference.
So, but that could
and
be.
And then we put an article on Facebook saying a conference finals appearance could pay dividends for the Rockets in free agency.
No. You
it was the complete opposite.
Yeah, yeah. You got right. You got to put your name on that, man. You got to own it.
Because Fred and I are ESPN 97.5 staff.
Did you write this?
No. You know I don't do any extra work.
No, John, I did not write it. No, I didn't write
it. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to have a little chat with him because...
I'm not, because I don't even know him.
He's a nice guy. And he was actually in here recording us while we were drinking whiskey. J. Mark asked, what are the odds the Pens can pull off this Game 7? Man, I kind of said this. If the Caps won Game 6, they were winning the series. Pretty sure the Caps are winning the series from here. And then they've got a free throw to the finals because they get Ottawa. And then
Ottawa. Although you've been saying Ottawa was done for from
the
go.
I know. And they're such crap. They have a great defenseman who's fantastic.
Better than P.K. Subban?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, Carlson's maybe the best
whatever
in the league. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Subban may not even be the best defenseman on Nashville.
Oh, come on.
Maybe Ryan Ellis.
Come on.
I'm telling you, go look at the numbers in the playoffs. Especially.
Listen, game changers. He's a game changer.
Listen, I love him, but he may not even be your best defenseman. But, no, I think whoever wins tonight out of the Caps and the Pens is going to totally grease Ottawa, and then we'll see what happens in the finals. I'd like to see Edmonton beat Anaheim because I think that Edmonton-Nashville matchup would be very interesting. Great forwards versus great defensemen and two hot goalies. I think that would be a great series.
So hot.
Yeah, very attractive. Let's take a couple calls real quick. Can we do that? Dalen, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Sports.
Yo, sports.
I was wondering, now since the Texans can actually sign free agents without sacrificing an extra pick next year, what are the odds they go after like a Ryan Clady or a Revis or Gary Bonnage or someone like that?
I mean, I'm sure they're going to try.
Clady and Nick Mangold would be on my radar. I wouldn't be very interested in Revis at this point, but those two would be. So, 713-780-ESPN. Let's try Jim. Let's get Jim on real quick.
Jimbo.
Jimmy,
hey,
what's up?
Good afternoon. Yeah, hey, I appreciate you taking my call. I know it's not a subject that you like to talk about on the air, but you and I have been talking back and forth on Twitter, and I'm the guy that talked to you about the Arkansas Derby, and then you pointed out looking for Lee after the Derby and how he was picking up ground. With Pimlico and that longer stretch, how do you feel about him in that stretch? His horse seems to know where the finish line is. Do you feel comfortable with him at Pimlico?
I will have something written on that later in the week. I'll early look ahead, but I don't like him as much going into this race as I did the Derby. I'll just say that.
Okay.
So, but I will have a breakdown. But
he should have asked you that on Twitter. I feel like.
Yeah, because honestly, man, like I will like. Hey, the Monday after the Derby. Yeah, we'll talk about it. The Friday, the day of the draw for the Preakness, we'll talk about it. The day before, we'll talk about it. But I also realize I know a lot of people like it, but I also have other avenues so that
you know
guys...
when people like it when a horse wins the first two races.
Yeah,
before the Kentucky Derby, I think everybody's excited.
Right.
And then if the same horse wins the first two races, there's excitement until the third leg.
And I have to tell you, as somebody who wants to make a bunch of money on the Belmont, I hope to God Always Dreaming wins the Preakness so that I can bet against him with both hands in the Belmont.
Because I feel like no matter what, the Preakness is always the least interesting.
Yes. Well, so, not always, because you always have a Derby winner in it.
Right.
Sometimes when you get to the Belmont, you don't have anything.
Well, in the Belmont, you may not.
Time, yeah.
But it there's either, and whoever wins the Preakness decides whether or not we'll be interested in the Belmont.
Right.
But everyone's excited for the Kentucky Derby. The excitement level, I would say, goes from like a 9 to about a 4 for the Preakness.
Yeah.
And then if
it's either a 10, it's either a 10 or a 1 in the Belmont.
Yeah. And then it's either a 10 if the same horse wins twice, or it's 0. If, yeah. I mean, it's a weird thing. But yeah.
All right. One more. Eddie in Spring. What's up, Eddie in Spring?
Hey, guys. Sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, guys. Sports.
Hey, sports.
Hey, quick thing. What are the odds James Harden would have wound up in a playoff career like Chris Webber? Always get into the finals, but never really get into the NBA finals. Good team, but never over the hump.
Yeah.
Well, he has been to an NBA.
He's been to a finals, but of course, that's different. He was he was the third man. He was the sixth man, but he was the third best player on that team that went to the finals. It's a little bit different. I don't know. It's too early to say what his career will be long term. I could see him making it to a finals at some point, but... I'm sticking to my guns with the. I don't think that James Harden's ever winning a championship. I'll look really stupid when it's all said.
I'm not going to go there because I don't know that at some point he doesn't wind up as the third best guy on a team like the Cavs or whatever.
But like I said, if he's the best guy on a team, I don't think he's ever winning.
And that's probably fair. That's probably fair. I wouldn't dispute you on that, but I won't say he's never winning a title. What do we have here, John? Should be dirt free, right?
Yeah. Dirt free. I like to start my reads with a song. Did you know that most carpet cleaning companies are leaving your carpets dirtier than they found them? That's horrible because you gave them money, they came to your house, and they made your carpets dirtier. Who wants that? No one. Get some protection against allergies by getting your carpets, your tile floors, your upholstery cleaned by Dirt-Free Carpet. These are the best guys in the game. They got the best technology in the game. Give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE. Go chemical-free with Dirt-Free. And right now, they'll clean one room free with any purchase and a free speed dry if you call right now. Your carpets are fresh, deep clean, without soap or unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Give them a call right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5. And you'll get a free carpet cleaned in one room with any purchase with a free speed drive for calling. It's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like...
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.